From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Residents in southern Japan dig out after a second earthquake strikes Kyushu. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7.0 quake occurred near Kumamoto City at 1:25 a.m. local time. Yuichiro Yoshikado has family in the town of Mashiki. He said, "Everyone in Kumamoto is still panicking. We see in the news phrases like major earthquake in Kumamoto or the Kumamoto quake, but it doesn't seem real. It feels like something that would happen elsewhere." The Japan Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami warning for the western coast, but later canceled it. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter visited the aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis Friday as it sailed about 100 kilometers west of the Philippines. As VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, the secretary's visit was intended to re-emphasize U.S. commitments in the region.
Carter took to the flight deck for air demonstrations from the crew, then went down to the hangar deck to thank a crowd of sailors for their service. And while China is characterizing the more robust U.S. military presence in the region as the cause of heightened tensions, Carter says that is backward thinking.
What's new is not an American carrier in this region. What's new is the context of tension which exists, which we want to reduce.
China claims almost the entire South China Sea and is militarizing land features also claimed by the Philippines.
VOA correspondent Carla Babb. This